November 22nd morning, over done.
गुरवे गौरचंद्राय राधिकायै प्रदाने कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्य नाम्ने गौरतिषे अङ्गश्यामलिं सदाभिरमितो मन्दिरकृतेन्द्रिवरं जाटं जागुदरोचिसंहृतगतं पट्टं वरस्वस्या वृन्दारण्यनिवासिनं हृदि रसदामाश्मिनि तवैवास्मिनि न जिमामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञैराधि तं नयमामचरण
श्री श्रीमद् भजन रहस्य
मध्यकालीन
भजन
रुचि
भजन
नख निवृत्ति कथा पूर्व यामे ते बोला है
जी. We spoke in the last yam about anarth nivritti. Now,
anarth dur hovar pore,
after the anarth that removed,
ruchi
will develop. Taste about that, they are speaking. How one will develop ruchi? And what are the symptoms of ruchi? These, nadhanam, najanam,
nadhanam,
kurdi, vajagdi, shkame, this shloka.
Saddhapurvaka.
With faith, with Shraddha.
Trinadapi Sunij.
Trinadapi Sunij.
Arorapi Sahishununa.
Arorapi Sahishununa.
Amanina Mara.
Manin Mandena.
Echar Kun.
These four qualities.
Niye Eshe Tar Kare.
Taking these four qualities. When person is chanting Naam, then.
Tahle.
Then.
Tahar Lakshan Utpanna Hove.
Then some symptoms will manifest.
Na
dhanam, na janam.
Dhan.
Dhan, wealth.
Sampatti. Arbhog pilase samagri.
And all those paraphernalia for enjoying the material life.
Istri, putra, das, dasi, praja.
Attachment towards friends, son, wife, husband, all these.
Sundari kavita.
Beautiful
poetry.
Mundane knowledge.
Aishab jannam.
Towards all this,
ami prarthana karina.
I do not require.
Kevalmatra janme janme.
Life after life.
Apnar. Oh. Apni je amader praneshwar Krishna. Apnar charne tei ahetuki bhakti.
Give me causeless mercy at the lotus feet of Shri Krishna. This is my only prayer. Rest I do not pray for. Nothing I pray for.
Tat bhavam dravida deha sohin nimittam shoka spriha paribhavo vipulasya roga tavan mamaiti asatta vakra artimulam jamannate.
Reading.
Andri मभयम प्रवडी तरोक जखन पर्यंत मानुष हे भगवान आपनार पाद पद्मे ते.
ओ भगवान, एट योर लोटस फीट, इफ यू डू नॉट टेक द शेल्टर ऑफ योर लोटस फीट,
ओ
देन
तभीत सेई पर्यंत
टिल दैट टाइम
धन घर
All these things are required. Wealth, material sense gratification, fear, attachment, greed, all these things are there and they give troubles. And after that, when I also developed that, oh, this is me, this body, anything that is connected to this body is mine. Reading. But when we Atmanivedan, we perform Atmanivedan, take your shelter. The moment we take shelter of your lotus feet, that this body and anything connected to this body, I surrender to you. This Atmanivedan at your lotus feet, when one does, then, oh, I'm very happy today. I have so much wealth, family, life, sons, prestige, everything, all honor, everybody is honoring me. But everything whatever I have, I offer at your lotus feet. And when person performs like this, then he has nothing to... I don't have any responsibility. What is my responsibility? Whatever is, I give all freedom, everything at your lotus feet, I surrender everything. Krishna, Shri Krishna is Sarveshwar, the God of all gods.
And
taking shelter of his lotus feet means worshipping whatever I am doing, I surrender at lotus feet, and then this is the success of your life. In Srimad Bhagavatam, it is described. The way when you water a root of a tree, then the branches, the trunk, the leaves, everybody receives the nourishment. Everything receives the nourishment. If you give food to the through the mouth, then all the senses are nourished. Like this, if you serve Krishna, you must understand all the demigods, mother, father, brothers, sister, everybody is taken care of. There is nothing else remains for you to be done. Nothing else remains for you to do. If you water the root, you nourish all the branches, leaves, etc. If suppose some person, he gives water to the leaves, what happens then? Is it any good? Rather, all these flowers and all what they are growing, they will fall down. It is not possible to water everywhere, every place. If suppose I will serve Bhagavan also, and I will serve the demigods also. Never, never you should think of worshipping the demigods. There is an example quoted here. You have to get feed through the mouth to all the senses. All the senses get the nourishment. If you don't feed nourishment into the eyes, food into the eyes or nose, what good is it going to do? Rather, your eyes will spoil. You do not serve into the stomach straight. You have to serve through the mouth. No need to serve the demigods. But connected to bhakti, bhajan, Gurudev is there, devotees are there, other associates are there. Yes, them we will worship. Them we will worship because they are connected to Krishna. Translation.
Vajra Rahasya. This course This fourth slok of the Shikshastika, Nandanam Nanjanam Nasudhanam Kavitam Bajavanishikame. This refers to the platform of ruchi, or attainment of taste. And for the Jatarati Sadak, this implies the Madhyamic leader of Sirada Krishna. Therefore, after most of the anathas are dispelled, then one enters into the platform of ruchi, or taste. And what are the symptoms seen in such a sadak? Nandanam najanam nasudhanim kavitam vajagadishakamaya. At that time, these symptoms must appear in him that are explained in the fourth verse of Shikshastika. In the previous verse of Chanada Pisunichena, the four qualities that a sadak must have been mentioned. More tolerant than a tree, more humble than a blade of grass, giving all respects to others and not demanding respect for oneself. When one chants the name with faith, as well as with these four qualities, then the symptoms of ruchi will appear in that sadak. Nādhanam nājanam nāsundirim kavitam vajagadishyakamaya mamajan manijan visuri mamadat bhakti ahoyti prayam. He will not pray to Krishna for the attainment of wealth, for friends, wife, or children, nor will he be interested in attaining material proficiency and learning. He will not pray for any of these things, but only birth after birth, that devotee will pray that I may have bhakti, the lotus feet of my life and soul, Sri Krishna. Such a sadhak will never pray for any other attainment. Srimad Bhagavatam has mentioned, until that time, that the jiva has not taken shelter of the feet of Bhagavan, then his wealth, friends, family, house, etc. are simply causes of fear, lamentation, and illusion. Therefore, Sri Thakur Bhaktivinoda has mentioned Atmanivedana Duvapada Kori Poilo Paramasu Dukhi Dura Gelo Chinta Narahibo Jodhika Ananda Dekhi. Sri Bhaktivinoda Thakur has said, O Krishna, Atmanivedana, completely surrendering myself to your two lotus feet, Poilo Paramasu, I am experiencing supreme happiness. By this Dukhi Dura Gelo, unhappiness has been dispelled, Chinta Narahibo. I experience no thinking for my own maintenance, and I am away, Chaudhika Ananda Deki, and I see happiness in the 14 worlds. Therefore, such a devotee who is completely surrendering himself, they feel no more responsibility for themselves because they have given that responsibility completely to Sri Krishna. Therefore, such a person who has this mentality of surrender while performing the limbs of dvot, like archan, etc., then we can understand that sadak's life is successful. Therefore, Bhagavatam has given the idea that one should put all one's endeavors to the service of the Lord. Yatha taror mulana sanchanina tripyam pitaskanda vajopasana. Bhagavatam has given these two examples. One is the example of the tree, and the other one is the example of the mouth, or stomach. Just like by putting yatha taror mulana sanchanina, by giving water to the root of a tree, then all the concomitant factors associated with the tree will also be nourished. For example, the leaves, the flowers, the branches. By putting water on the leaves and on the flowers, then there is no benefit for the tree. In the same way, the devotee only has to endeavor for one point of service to the Lord, and everything else is included. Such a devotee has no need to ever perform any type of worship to the demigods, service to mother and father, to children, to the government, or anything. All is included within the service of the Lord. Other example is given the mouth. Just by putting prasad in the mouth, then automatically strength is given to the whole body. There is no need to push prasad in the eyes or the ears, for that would be useless. In the same way, the person who wants to perform Bhagavad Bhajan should only give all their endeavors to the service of Bhagavan. There is no need to divert one's attention to anyone or anything else. But of course, if we see the demigods in relationship to Bhagavan, in the form of Gurudev or Vaishnav, then that type of worship of the devas, there is no fault.
Lakdeva Vinaste
Reading. That person who is performing Hari Bhakti. He tries for various paraphernalia like his feeding, like his house, his clothes. But suppose if he loses, or suppose he is not able to achieve them, then he doesn't become anxious. He is in no anxiety. He always remembers Harikesh. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur is saying, suppose he is not able to achieve his material desires easily, or if he gets, and due to some trouble, he loses them, then he just takes the shelter of the Govindam and Bhagavad Katha. If you have taste, ruchi in Bhagavad Katha and the chanting of the names, and naturally you will not have any attachment towards any material sense object. Whatever easily he achieves for the maintenance of his life, like food and clothing, he accepts it. And he doesn't try, or if he loses them, he doesn't become disturbed. He just thinks that by the Lord's desire I attained it, by Lord's desire I lost it. Best because of past karma I am losing or I am gaining. He doesn't become disturbed in whatever condition he is. And all the time, and unattached, and with stable mind, he remembers Bhagavan. Tulsidas has written in one place these words. Loss and gain, life and death, prestige and defaming, this is all in the hands of the Lord. It is nothing in my control. Or if I will get fame, or if I will be defamed, suppose I lose something, or suppose I gain something, a devotee, he doesn't worry about all these things. He doesn't lament what is in my control about these things. Reading.
Katam tatra mukundasya spurti sambhavana bhave jate hriday shok akrute te phalko. Ono log mare gelo.
Suppose somebody died, some very dear person, very close, day and night, now he is worried about this, crying. Or suppose he loses money. Maybe he has some property, somebody else has taken it away. And he puts some money in the bank, that bank loses all the money. He doesn't get disturbed because of this. He doesn't feel sorrowful. And suppose if he feels angry about some things, how will he able to remember, meditate on Govinda? Suppose somebody dies, what is the devotee thing? He thinks, this is the way the material world is. And whatever he does, the last crematorium rites, he does in the proper Vaishnava etiquette, all those. Like Chitraketu's lifetime's characters, we see how in his glorious character, in his glorious life, he doesn't become angry. If you become angry, you cannot remember, meditate on the Lord. He should not become angry and should not become sorrowful in your life. I've seen many people, usually, generally, they feel anger or sorrowful. But if you want to perform bhajan, you have to leave these two things. Very important. In the degree to which anything that is needed for performing your bhakti, you should collect that much. More if you try to collect, it will just create attachment, bonding to the material world. How much is needed for bhakti? That much, enough. According to the need, if he collects more than his need, definitely he is going to fall down from spiritual life. Bhakti Parishan Bhava. Oh, I am performing bhajan for so long time, but no realization is coming.
Oh, I am doing bhajan for long time.
English.
But I have no realization. What is going on, I am not realizing anything.
About this, they are speaking Bhakti Parishan Bhava. A person, he is eating. With every morsel of food that he takes, he achieves nourishment, means satisfaction. He eats one morsel and he will now become completely satisfied. No, to some degree he becomes satisfied. And to some degree he achieves nourishment, means life. When he eats fully, he is completely satisfied. And if he eats half, then he is half satisfied. Like this, bhakti parishan bhavo. If suppose a sundered person takes shelter par eshan bhav, he becomes the Ishwar of the transcendental and the material world. He begins to realize Krishna, the master of all the material and spiritual worlds, definitely, and he becomes joyful in his heart. And towards the temporary things of the world, he becomes detached. And the symptom of a person who is performing Sharanagati, he realizes Krishna, he becomes detached towards the material sense objects, and he becomes happy. These are three symptoms. Just like a person who is eating, he becomes satisfied, nourished, and completely free of hunger. When in the degree that he is performing bhajan, he achieves Bhagavat Seva to that degree. And along with that, he achieves Bhagavat Tattva Gyan in that proportion, in that degree. And anything that is definitely will achieve detachment towards temporary material objects. He will develop Tattva Gyan towards Bhagwan and renunciation to the material world to the degree he is performing his bhajan. But if suppose he is collecting something which is unfavorable to bhakti, then he will not become renounced. And rather, he will get absorbed in material sense in enjoyment. If suppose the feet, the shoes of Guru Pad Padma should we use these things? What will happen if you try to enjoy something? That is, Gurudev belongs to Gurudev. Rather, he should worship them. He should not reject them, ignore them. He should not ignore. Anything that is to be used in Krishna's service or Vaishnava service, that he should consider worshipable. Srila Sanatana Goswami, he is wandering in the forest, and then he develops some allergy in his body, and he's oozing pus from the body. Mahaprabhu wants to embrace him, and then Sanatana Goswami said that I want to commit suicide, and Mahaprabhu said, if you will just kill yourself, if by killing yourself one achieves bhakti, then everybody would have killed themselves or achieved Krishna. This is not the process. Means the realization to that degree will come, to that degree you will become renounced towards the material sense objects. And Raghunath Das Goswami is saying these words. The ocean of mercy, their heart melts seeing the other jiva suffering. If I try to remove agyan, the darkness, ignorance, when I try to remove, then Shuddha Sanatana Goswami is saying, this such Sanatana Goswami's lotus feet I am offering, he is defining the pranam mantra to Sanatana Goswami. Translation.
Therefore, for the devotee who is pranayan or expert in devotional service, they should not be so much desperate for food or clothing. Whether they obtain it or do not obtain it, or whether they obtain it and then it is lost, their minds are not disturbed. Their minds remain absorbed in remembrance of Sri Krishna. If these things are not easily obtained, their minds do not become disturbed at all. But this is possible only for that devotee who has taste in the holy name and Harikatha. Such a devotee who is attached to Harinam and Harikatha, they will automatically be unattached to things not related to that. And their minds will always be peaceful. If something is gained or lost, this is a result of one's past karma. Understanding this, one should always be unattached to these things. Sri Tulsidas has said, Hani lav jiva maran yasa upavas. Gain or loss, birth and death, respect and disrespect are all in the hands of the Lord. Therefore, do not become disturbed. Such a devotee, we should not lament if someone dear to us dies, or whether wealth we kept in the bank has been stolen or lost, whether some land nearby has been taken by others, whether someone has not repaid a loan. A devotee should not lament for all these things. Bhagavatam says, how can Bhagavan Mukunda give the heart which is affected by lasting greed? If someone dies, we should not lament, because this is the rule of this world. This rule, everyone should die. In this regard, we remember the history of King Chitraketu, as explained in the Bhagavatam. Therefore, we should think carefully. For what are we becoming angry or lamenting for? Because everything in this world is controlled by the Bhagavan, is controlled by Bhagavan. Therefore, we should perform only that karma which is favorable towards bhajan. In other words, we should not try to accumulate more than is necessary for maintaining our life in devotional service, nor should we accumulate less than is necessary. If we try to waste our time accumulating wealth more than necessary, simply our spiritual life will be lost. Some people say, "Oh Gurudev, I've been chanting for a long time, but I do not have realization. Is it impossible?" So the Bhagavatam describes that three things must be accompanied with devotional service. Bhakti, parama, bhakta, parama, abhinesh, anubhava. Just like if someone is hungry, with each mouthful of food, of prasad, automatically, tushti, pushti, and nivritti must occur. With each handful of edibles that are consumed, one must feel tushti, satisfaction, pushti, strength, and nivritti means a cessation of hunger. In the same way that one is not satisfied simply by taking one handful, all these three things will not be experienced. But as each handful is consumed, one will experience these three things. Therefore, by continuing bhajan, one will experience an increase in these three things. But this is only for a surrendered soul. To that degree we surrender, to that degree we perform bhajan, to that degree we will have experienced these three things, and to that degree we will have realization of our Ishtadev. Then when such a devotee, by bhajan, their mind will always be peaceful, they will be detached from material enjoyment, and automatically they will have knowledge about what is chit and achit, what is the difference between matter and spirit. To that person who has realization of the sweetness of Bhagavan, then these symptoms must be seen. They must have ruchi in bhajan, they must have detachment from a material enjoyment, and they must have knowledge of tattva jnana. Therefore, these three things run concomitantly: bhajan, realization of tattva jnana, and detachment from things not related to the service of Hari Guru and Vaishnava. But we should not be detached from those things which are utilized in the service of Bhagavan, and neither should we try to enjoy them. For example, Gurudev's shoes, Gurudev's umbrella, Gurudev's cloth, or Gurudev's bed, or to speak of Gurudev himself. We should not try to enjoy or use those things for our own enjoyment. We should understand how to respect them, understand that these are enjoyed by Sri Krishna. We can see a great example of this in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. Sanatana Goswami, because of coming from Vrindavan, his body was covered in boils. Thus he was leeching pasta blood from his body. But Mahaprabhu would embrace him by force. There was Sri Sanatana Goswami, he wished to give up his body by being crushed under the wheels of Jagannath Rath Yatra. Then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu chastised him, this is my body that I will do many services to Krishna through. Therefore, if you can get Krishna by killing yourself, by dying, does that mean everyone that dies attains Krishna? No. Therefore, this is the example how everything should be used for the service of Sri Krishna. Therefore, in performing bhajan, if one is performing bhajan in a correct manner, one must have realization of Bhagavan, and one must have automatic detachment for those things not used in the service of Guru and Vaishnava.
Where is this mic?
Devasi Raghunath Goswami has prayed at the feet of Sri Sanatana Goswami. Vairagyavir Bhakti Rasaprayatna Ayamam Nabhisandam Pampuriya Paraduka Dukhi Sanatana Kham Prabhamaswayam. Sri Raghunath Das Goswami says, "I pray to the feet of Sri Sanatana Goswami because he gives one Bhakti Ras laced with renunciation. The Sanatana Goswami is very unhappy seeing the suffering of others, and Sri Sanatana Goswami is Suda Sambandha Gyana Datta. He is that all powerful Vaishnava who gives one, who bestows upon one knowledge of one's pure relation with Sri Krishna."
Quick announcement.